Don't you guys just love it when there's breaking news right when we start recording the podcast? I don't know if there's anything better.
Love it.
Everson Griffin to the Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? But
Cowboys are looking pretty good.
They're getting better.
They're getting good.
They're getting pretty good. Mike McCarthy steps in and he just collects all the talent, you know, and Green Bay's not really collecting the talent over there without him. I don't know what's going on, but that was kind of we talk about in videos every day, pretty much. Anytime we bring up the Cowboys, I'm a believer in the Cowboys, and I have been, but I've always said, yeah, I'm a little worried. They lost Robert Quinn to the Bears. I'm a little worried about who's going to help out DeMarcus Lawrence, opposite of DeMarcus Lawrence. They bring in Alden Smith. What does he have left in the tank here? It's been a while since we've seen him, but now they get Everson Griffin. And maybe another guy that hasn't, he's not really the same as he was a few years ago, but it's a big time pickup, still a very solid pass rusher. So they just got a lot better, I think. You know, it's not a huge name, but in today's NFL, but I think that actually makes him a good amount better because it helps the pass rush in general, DeMarcus Lawrence, stock up for the Cowboys. That's big time.
I think overall, the Cowboys' offseason has just been
ridiculous.
Like, ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And CeeDee Lamb in the draft, so they got that. They obviously re-signed Amari, but CeeDee Lamb in the draft, and then all these signings on
Trevon Diggs in the draft. Love that pick.
The only one that I feel like everyone's hyped on, and I'm like the only one that's not, is the Ha-Ha Clinton Dix signing. It's a need. He's a body, and he's going to play the position average, I would suppose. But I feel like a lot of people are expecting him to step up big and kind of like take charge of that secondary. I just don't see it.
Yeah,
maybe if he plays more center field, but I don't think that's what they're going to do with him.
Yeah, I'm not a big Ha-Ha guy either, but I think people get hyped on the name. But he was pretty good right when he stepped in the NFL. I mean, he's probably still an upgrade because they were kind of weak at the safety position. But they do have Xavier Woods, Darian Thompson, so we'll see who plays where. I feel like all those guys are pretty, you know, you don't know for sure who's going to play strong, free. So we'll see who gets the most snaps there. But, the whole defense gets better adding Everson Griffin. So, and apparently the Seahawks and the Vikings were going back and forth making offers. And he ends up in the Cowboys. Cowboys were sitting there. And, you know, right when free agency opens up, like the second even before when we're making our predictions, we're kind of thinking he's probably going back to the Vikings. And we start hearing that he's probably not. And then I'm thinking, and we were talking on Twitter, we were talking in videos, I was back and forth between the Seahawks and the Cowboys. And he ends up on the Cowboys. But we see the Seahawks actually made an offer as well, which was kind of obvious, you know, them not being able to sign Clowney back. So they were trying to, the Seahawks and the Vikings were trying to, they were making offers, but interesting. I don't know the money situation yet, the contract, but the Cowboys had just over $10 million in cap space, so that means Everson Griffin is getting probably under that. So it sounds like it's a pretty good deal there if that's the case. So if that's the case, I guess. But I guess that means the Seahawks and the Vikings kind of lowballed them a little bit, so the Vikings might be confident with Odenigbo, and then they drafted DJ Wonnum as well, and the Seahawks had a couple draft picks as well in there, and they apparently are interested in Clay Matthews. So it'll be interesting to see if they go that route. But, Cowboys getting better.
I didn't get to talk yet. I was hyping up the Cowboys all off season, and I think this got even better. You always talk about having two good edge rushers, and they had Robert Quinn last year opposite of DeMarcus Lawrence. They lost him, and they signed Alden Smith, which was, I mean, obviously he was a good player, but like you don't know what you're going to get with him now. But I think that was a big time pickup. Whatever Griffin, I think it makes their defense even more complete now.
I mean, you look at the pickup. You look at the pickup of Robert Quinn when they picked him up, and Everson Griffin now. Like, Everson Griffin probably the better player. Like, Robert Quinn were probably saying,
Bears guy sitting right here.
No,
you got your biased Vikings hat on there.
No, you're not understanding. Right now, Robert Quinn right now, Everson Griffin right now, I'm going Robert Quinn. But Robert Quinn, when the Cowboys signed him, are everyone's thoughts on Robert Quinn before he played it down for the Cowboys, and everyone's thoughts on Everson Griffin right now, that Everson Griffin, I think, is better. So, and we've seen Robert Quinn break out once he got into the system, with the Cowboys. So maybe Everson Griffin, even because he had, you know, maybe a, not really a down year, but compared to, I mean, he was a Pro Bowl level player for some time, but maybe he kind of gets back up to there. Maybe he's got a chip on his shoulder as well. So yeah, the Cowboys, you know, projected front seven. Here we go. We got DeMarcus Lawrence on the edge, Everson Griffin on the edge. The interior, you got Gerald McCoy and Don Terry Poe. Poe's going to play the nose tackle. And the linebackers are Jalen Smith, Leighton Vander Esch, and Sean Lee. So really the only concern I have there, which is kind of a big one, is injury concern. Because Gerald McCoy, very good D tackle, getting up there in age, has the injuries pop up. Leighton Vander Esch, we saw last year. Jalen Smith, he's actually been healthy, which he was kind of a scary one back in the draft. But I'm confident in him staying healthy. And Sean Lee has been a major injury concern. So that's kind of the negative there. And they also have Alden Smith. They have Tyrone Crawford, Bradley Anae. I thought they stole in the draft as well. You know, they got a number of guys. They got Antoine Woods, can stop the run. They're looking pretty good. That was kind of like a worry of mine, too, is that spot. I think just adding the final piece of the puzzle, like one more piece, makes it that much better. Even if it's not some crazy, like an elite player or anything, you know, I think it's...
Don't forget Greg Zuerlein over there.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Yeah, you remember they re-signed Kai Forbath, and then all of a sudden Zuerlein became available, so they took him, and they recently got rid of Forbath. I'd say the right move, but it looks kind of bad that they signed Forbath, even though he didn't miss a kick. He didn't miss a kick for them, which was kind of surprising.
Yeah, but Greg Zuerlein's, you know, he's been around the block.
Yeah. Yeah. But speaking of the Cowboys, Jerry Jones says that he plans to have all the fans for all the home games this year. Is this, are we thinking he's serious about this, or is this, you know, maybe he's moved on from thinking about Dez in the shower to just maybe just dreaming in the shower that he actually can have all of his fans there? What do you guys think?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think the league is going to allow it.
Yeah, I don't think the league should allow it because, well, because the Rona won, but I think it become okay. So if let's just say the Cowboys are allowed to have their fans and they choose to do so, and I think majority of the teams have already said they're not going to have it. So the Cowboys basically have this crazy home field advantage for a good portion of the season, well, at least early season. The Cowboys stock goes up even more because they got a big time advantage while other teams don't. So if that, but. So basically what I'm getting at, the NFL shouldn't allow it because of the corona is serious and because you're creating advantages. You know, it's not like an even playing field. So that's a big reason for me looking at it as from a football perspective, actual game perspective. So that's the main reason. And we've seen teams talking about they're going to, you know, not allow fans the first couple games and then they're going to reevaluate. Like, and some teams might just, you know, Washington – it sounds like they're calling it for the whole year. Like no fans allowed. I don't know if that's because the COVID or it's because they're worried that fans are going to be wearing the old gear and they might be in trouble for that. I don't know. But yeah, I think it needs to be even. I definitely think it needs to be even here or we're going to give some teams advantages.
Yeah, it's definitely going to come down to the league vote because I think right now it's based on the ownership and the venue, the stadium, whether or not they want to have fans there, but the league is going to have to strike the hammer because if 99% of the league is going to be out on that, then they're not going to say, you know what, Cowboys, yeah, for the 8 home games you guys have, we're gonna allow you guys to have fans. There's no shot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say all owners obviously want their team to be successful and win, but you know, Jerry Jones is going to do whatever he can to like get his team to win. He knows that's an advantage, so he knows he can say whatever he wants right now and just say we're gonna have 100% fan attendance, like there's no limit. But I definitely, yeah, like we're saying, I think the league is gonna have some type of obviously final ruling on it.
We're getting close to that start date. How many more days do we got?
It's 4 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah, right? Texans Chiefs is supposed to be on the 10th.
Texans Chiefs.
Yeah, Thursday night. Just I can't wait for that. It feels so.
I have the Chiefs on that game.
You got the Chiefs.
Yeah. We're gonna pick the Chiefs.
What happens?
28 days, 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 25 seconds. If you were counting at home.
What if the Texans just waltz in there in the Arrowhead,
You never know, week one.
And just beat the ass out of them. Just completely beat the ass right out of them.
They were beating the ass out of them in the playoffs.
They were.
What if there's no fans there, would it ever happen?
I don't know.
That's
gonna be fun though. Like at this time of the year, it always feels like it's been more than a year since we've seen football. But it just always feels like that. So it's gonna be a shootout game, and I'm really excited already for it. But
side note, if there's no fans in Lambeau, are they still gonna do the Lambeau leap?
And they got it with the virtual fans or whatever they're gonna have, whatever they're gonna have out there.
Cardboard fans. Oh my God! Somebody, but do you guys remember that video of that little Packers fan that was licking the yellow wall in the Lambo?
Oh, that was great.
Somebody's got to get a cardboard cut out of that kid.
They got it. He was just going to town on the walls. Did it taste like cheese or something?
For the viewers who haven't seen it, it's absolutely hysterical. It's literally a like 8-year-old little kid just licking the wall. It's in the stadium. Like an absolute beast.
He wants to taste Lambo.
Mid-game. He wasn't worried about the game. He was just worried about just going to town on the wall.
Out of all the Bears games that I've been to, I don't think I've ever tasted the stadium, though. So I might have to try that next year.
Yeah,
play it safe. This year.
I don't want to leave my Rona marks anywhere.
Oh, okay. We got, what else we got here? We got, we're speaking of the Cowboys, more something has to do with the Cowboys here. On the YouTube channel, our YouTube channel, we've been doing a fan-voted top 100. A group of fans kind of created their own list, and we made one giant top 100 list. But the episode that actually went up today had Dak Prescott at number 68 on the list and Carson Wentz number 70. So the fans voted Dak Prescott better than Carson Wentz. And that's always an interesting debate because how, you know, the big rival game over there, rival teams. And I feel like every time you're on Twitter, anytime you see a quarterback debate, it's always Dak versus Wentz. So, and we had like a live chat going during when that episode aired of portion of the top 100, and people in the chat were firing off like crazy that Wentz is better. But the group of the fans that got the chance to make the list, not all of them, but when you combine them all, it says Dak Prescott's better. So do you guys have an opinion on which NFC East quarterback is better? Which one would you rather have?
It's tough to say at this point.
What's the best ability?
Accountability.
Availability. Availability.
Thank you. It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both.
But that's why I think Dak's a little bit ahead of Carson Wentz. Is just Carson Wentz is never really healthy. You know, there's always something.
All right. Go on.
I was gonna say Carson Wentz has a lot. Yeah, I mean they both have a lot of talent, but I think Carson Wentz is probably a little bit better arm talent, just as far as. Probably arm deep ball accuracy, putting balls in certain spots.
Wait, is Junior here right now? Oh no, he's not here. Junior, I was making sure if he was here or not. He's not here.
Oh.
I forgot to let the people know.
I think Wentz is a little bit better as a thrower. But I mean best ability is availability, just like Danny said.
What if
I'm gonna give I don't know about the position of,
68 and 70.
Yeah, 68 and 70. I think that the position might be fair for them, but I would give the edge to Dak at this point. I think Dak's been doing it longer and obviously doesn't really have that injury scare. Can Wentz take over that ceiling? I think so, but still got to see it. I mean, he's had – 3 really good years versus Dak's been consistent his whole career. I'm putting the advantage at Dak, but it could change real quickly next season, especially with that Dallas Cowboys team if he just blows it.
Yeah, what's not helping is the fact that Jerry Jones is thinking about the fans a little more than Dak's contract while he's in the shower.
I'm all for that. You know, there's a quarterback controversy in Chicago. Both quarterbacks might not return. You never know.
They're gonna have the money to pay Big Dak over there. He wants some big money.
Patrick Mahomes got a literally half $1 billion or whatever it was, literally got so much money. I think we can muster something up.
Yeah.
Free Portillo's on me, man. I'll put it in the contract.
That's, do you think they pitch Portillo's when, you know, they're talking to free agents?
I think he, at this point you kind of have to, like, there's like sponsorships. They're like, hey, like, you know, you get a car through us over here, you're going to get X amount of discount. You come to Chicago, you get the free Portillo's. I think it just kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah. I did notice the other day that Bobby Portis, former Chicago Bull, now on the Knicks, he was tweeting that he really needs Portillo's. He misses it. So I think that's
people really don't. I mean, it's obviously just it's Midwest Chicago, but it's not really Midwest in general. But like, Portillo's is the way to go, man. If you like a good hot dog, Chicago style hot dog, it's that's the best.
Bobby said he gets the beef.
He hasn't had beef, Shaq.
Yeah, he's kind of messing
up.
He
hasn't had beef, Shaq.
Well, Italian beefs in general are really not nationwide. That's a Midwest thing for sure. Like if you, they're all like on the East Coast, they're all about the Phillies.
The Philly cheesesteak.
What is the West like?
Yeah.
What do they got over there?
They like avocado salads over there.
Avocado salads.
I'm just telling you facts.
Where are you getting these facts? Where are you gathering this information?
And pineapple on their pizza and things like that. I read it in a book.
Oh, in a book?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So I guess that's what Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy need to be pitching there is Portillo's.
Going back to the quarterbacks in the top 100, do like the fans know like, or like the people watching know like how many fans voted and how it's done.
Yeah, they know. They're
I cranked the numbers, all right. I cranked them.
Pete was the math guy.
I was the math guy, but I mean, people
I don't
shouldn't
do
really
math
like
no good. So I had to give it to you.
People shouldn't really take honestly. Like the just to be honest here, the bottom 50, you guys really shouldn't take that serious.
The bottom like 50.
Just,
so I hear
just
where
based
I'm
on
confused.
The. Just based on the numbers, because everyone ranked their top 50. So, like, the bottom 50, like, a lot of people didn't have those people ranked, and it might be only like, one or two people that actually had those players ranked. So, like, two people who did our fan voting might have had Dak a little bit ahead of Wentz, and that's why Dak is a little bit ahead of Wentz. It's just,
but at the end of the day, he's still ahead of him.
He is. If we had a bigger sample size, it might be different, but. It's just
then you have to crunch no more, even more numbers.
Oh, that's a lot of numbers.
So you guys did 50. They did 50, and then all the ones that were like had one or two. How did you like get the position for the top 100?
This is what we did. This is what you did. All right, we had 11 people, 11 lucky fans or people that are members that are very generous Patreon members. They made a list of their top 50 players right now, not based on the past, not predicting the future, just right now, 50 best players, 1 to 50. So then we took 11 lists of the 50 players, and then that and there ended up being 90 players that had at least one vote. So 90 players total. So they had to go back to all those people, and they had to agree on the final 10 that didn't receive votes. They came to an agreement on that. So, but yeah, because the actual NFL Top 100, all the players ranked 20 actually, because a lot of players ranked them. So they ranked 20, and that ends up with 100 players. But in this case, we ended up with 90 after everyone ranking 50. And then you add it all up, the ranks for each player that got a rank. You add up all the where they were ranked, and then lower number.
Average them out.
Yeah, pretty much with a lower number.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Is there anyone that was just like outrageously high where you're just like, no offense to the viewers that are listening right now, but I just want to, you don't have to say
no,
their names,
you can't
obviously,
give it away.
But like, there's
on
like
one person's
somebody
list, you're
like
saying?
Put like, yeah, there's somebody put like somebody that was already picked,
one guy
like, top one, 20.
I was like looking at it. One guy had like a lot of offensive linemen like ranked super high.
I think the most two. I mean, I'm going to give something away here.
A couple people.
All right, it's an Easter egg. They got to find it, you know.
Yeah. Two surprising things here. I'm not going to be specific with this one, but Lamar Jackson didn't get as much love as I thought he would. There. I mean, most. out of the 11 people that voted, most of them ranked him properly, I suppose, if it was a few spots low. But there was actually a few people that ranked him, I would disagree, basically, ranked him way lower than where he belongs. And then Christian McCaffrey was very, very well ranked by everyone except for one person, kind of shafted him a little bit, and that caused him to drop a little bit than where, compared to where you would rank him, you know, towards the top. So I didn't want to give away too much there, but those two things I thought were very interesting, very interesting. And we'll see, because in the video I show highest rank and lowest rank. So once we get to those guys, we'll see. There's some very interesting ones.
The beef is going to be real inside the Discord once people find out somebody ranked them are.
Well, yeah, today somebody in the chat or somebody in the Discord was asking who ranked Dak at 33, because the highest rank for Dak was 33. So the rest of the people that voted weren't too happy with that. So if you didn't know, we have a Discord. These people that voted are in the Discord. You can get access through that for that through Patreon, and we'll do giveaways here and there. For that,
I could understand not ranking Lamar Jackson like in the top 10. Yes, he's last season. Yeah, 100%. He was, you know, one of the best five players in the NFL. But like, it was one season, right? And there has been players that have, you know, one hit wonders. I'm not saying that's going to happen to Lamar, but I'm saying it's certainly possible for him to kind of get figured out. I don't think it's going to happen, but you can make that. You can make that case in your ranking and say, yeah, he was deserving. But if it's top 100 players right now, when you're considering pretty much everything that they did, I don't know if I basically I'm trying to say I could see the argument. I could see it. Would I agree with it? Probably not, but I could see it.
Well, if I want to get specific here, I think we had at least two people rank him in the 30s, and then we had somebody not rank them in their top 50.
They probably just forgot about him.
I don't think so.
You forget about him. MVP.
Yeah, but that's... We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at that.
There's more to come on the top 100. Really enjoying that one. I think it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to stay in shape. Let's talk about basketball. Damian Lillard. 60-point. Another 60-point game. He's on fire. Does he get the MVP? I'm kidding. I think it's going to go to Uncle Tecumbo over there. But Damian Lillard.
I don't know. He just headbutted the guy.
He did.
Headbutton.
They suspend him for the final game that he wasn't going to play it anyways. The NBA suspends him. That's good stuff. Good stuff. But Dame, you know, I'm starting to think, and the reason I bring this up is because I'm starting to think he's better than, you know, the world thinks he is. I know everyone knows he's top tier, but... I'm starting to think you rank him almost at the very top of when you're ranking NBA players, because imagine if he had more talent around him as well. So, I don't know. I'm thinking he might be a top three player in the NBA right now. I don't know. Do you guys think that's too bold right there?
Top three?
Top three is a little bold, but I mean, he's obviously playing like it, but like...
Well, not, you know, I'm not really counting Kevin Durant because he's not playing right now. Maybe
you're saying in bubble NBA.
Maybe in the bubble, yeah. Maybe just in the bubble.
Definitely top three in the bubble NBA.
What do you got?
Specifically in
LeBron, Kawhi.
Giannis is the best player right now.
Giannis. I'm just trying to name guys that we would consider. Giannis for sure. Anthony Davis.
But here's my point about LeBron, though. I think Anthony Davis has done more carrying than LeBron, though. I mean, I haven't been really watching.
I just value the point guard position so much that I, like, if we were to have a draft out of these guys in the bubble, like, I think, yeah, Lillard's gotta be top three. Maybe number two after Antetokounmpo. If I had to draft the guys.
TJ Warren.
Oh my god. This is bad, boys. I just found too bad I can't submit this for Terrible Take Tuesday. ESPN.com picking the NBA All Bubble team, the five best stars so far. Can you guys guess them?
You're telling me they're terrible.
You just go ahead and guess. Who would you put in your top five in the bubble?
Who would I put top five in the bubble?
Yeah, who has played as top five in the bubble?
Damian Lillard, TJ Warren. I don't really know the stats.
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo, maybe Anthony Davis. Michael Porter Jr.'s been ripping.
You've been correct on Damian Lillard and TJ
Devin
Warren.
Booker.
Even though my boy Jimmy G shut him down the other day. Devin Booker is in it. Damian Lillard.
Devin Booker's TJ been ridiculous.
LeBron James.
Nope.
Max Kiebler.
Pascal Siakam.
And Joel
Embiid.
Okay.
But I think Joel Embiid just hurt his wrist or something like that. I think he's out.
Ben Simmons is out for, they don't even know how long.
They're going to have to play. Let's take a look at the playoff picture. Let's take a look. Let me pull it up here.
The East is already set.
I like this. Heat is a sneaky team, though. Big Heat guy over here.
Yeah, you're a big Heat guy? Huge Heat guy?
The set, all of them are pretty much like the first round. You know who's going to win, except for the Heat Pacers, I think, will be a good series.
All right, here we go. Bucks Magic. I got the Bucks in four. They're going to sweep them. They're going to sweep.
Yeah.
Raptors Nets.
Raptors are going to sweep them.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that too.
Even what's his name? Kevin Durant could be cheering for the Raptors there.
The Celtics are going to beat the Sixers, and
is Ben Simmons going to be out? Probably. 4-2 Celtics. I'm on board with that.
Yeah.
Heat Pacers. Yeah. That's going to be just
nuts. I think the Heat are going to win in seven.
Oh, Pete, you're wrong about that one, Pete. Jimmy already proved it. He already proved that he can shut him down.
You don't want to mess with Oladipo in the playoffs, though.
I don't know if that's proven.
I'm just kind of saying that. No, I'm gonna take.
I don't know. Defense wins championships, man.
I'm gonna take the Heat in seven as well. That's gonna be something that series. All right, so
how about those Suns? They're 7-0 in the bubble.
We're not done with the East yet.
We're not done with the East yet, Pete.
They had a 0.1% chance to make it in. They're half game back.
Bucks versus Heat in the second round. Does the huge Heat guy have the Heat?
No.
Bucks versus Heat. I'm going to say it's going to seven, and I'm taking the Bucks.
Seven.
I'm going to say it's 4-2 Bucks. 4-2 Bucks going to six.
Oh, you want mine? 4-1.
Ooh, that easy for the Bucks.
Easy, yeah.
Raptors, Celtics.
Going Raptors in six.
I'm going Raptors in seven. Tight.
I'll take Raptors in six as well.
And then you got,
it's kind of a shame what happened to the Celtics, man. When they had Kyrie, everyone was all hype, and now it's kind of like, I mean, they're good, they're just not the same hype factor.
Bucks Raptors Eastern Conference Finals.
Bucks.
In what?
Bucks and.
I'll say six.
I don't know about the Raptors.
I'm gonna Bucks go seven, another seven game series. Seven game series here. Bucks.
I think it's a good matchup for the Bucks though.
Bucks and seven. They got the experience over there. The Raptors. All right. The West isn't set. So let's determine this first. Blazers, Grizzlies, Suns, Spurs, two of them make the play-in game. That's the current order they are right now, Blazers, Grizzlies, Suns, Spurs. I got to see who they play. I think we're going to put the Blazers at eight. Lock them in.
Blazers play the Nets. They should win.
The Grizzlies play the Bucks. The Bucks are going to be without Giannis.
Ooh. Grizzlies don't have Jaren Jackson.
Oh, that's true.
He's out.
The Suns play the Mavs. That can go either way. The Spurs play the Jazz. Man, that's tough. Tough.
I was going to choose this. I like the Suns because they're just so hot right now, but I think the advantage goes to the Grizzlies and the Blazers.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, so were we picking the Blazers in the play-in game no matter who?
Disappointing, though.
Yeah, Blazers 100%.
Blazers in the play-in game anyway, so we don't have to figure that out anyway. So then you got Lakers, Blazers, first round of the playoffs. I'm thinking closer than everyone thinks. I'm thinking...
No, I think the Lakers handle them.
4-2 Lakers. Six games it takes.
4-1. I think Lillard gets one game.
I don't know. I mean, watching the Lakers in the bubble games has not been, they have not been good, but it's, playoff LeBron, so I'll say 4-2 Lakers, even though I want, as a big Dame fan, I really want to take them, but I don't think I can.
All right.
Huge Dame fan.
Huge, huge Heat guy and huge Dame fan. All right.
Yeah.
Clippers, Mavericks. Mavericks could be a little sneaky. Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis.
I think the Clippers are just they have the depth, and I think they're just all around a very, very good team. I'm taking the Clippers in five.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Clippers five as well.
Hey.
What was the matchup? Sorry.
Clippers, Mavericks.
Ooh. Clip,
Cubs,
I'll take the
Celtics.
clip. I'll take the Clippers, but we'll go in six.
Nuggets, Jazz. That'd be a good one. I'll take the Nuggets 4-2, actually. I like this Nuggets team. I think a
Yeah.
pretty complete team.
Yeah, I'll take Nuggets.
Now
Yeah,
Michael
I like
Porter
that
Jr.'s
too.
balling too to add to the already felt like a pretty complete team. And
Who are they?
then
Who are they playing? Who are they playing the other day that just like went to the end? Was it the Lakers?
you talking about the Nuggets?
Yeah.
They're playing the
I think it was the
Clippers right
Lakers.
now. They went
Who are they playing?
the other day they played the Lakers. Yeah, they lost by three.
Yeah, that was the game winner, right, by Kuzma? Or no?
I believe so.
Yeah, it
I'm
was.
getting more news on the Everson Griffin deal right now. We got 1 year, $6 million. You're telling me the
Interesting.
Vikings and the Seahawks couldn't do $6 million? Is that what you're telling me?
Jesus.
Great
That's pretty
job,
bad.
Cowboys. Maybe he wants a ring.
That's.
Maybe he's going for the ring.
Vikings can do better than that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they like Odenigbo. Maybe the Seahawks like what they got. I don't know. That's pretty cheap. Pretty cheap. Wow.
Who's on the opposite side of Danielle Hunter?
Ifedi Odenigbo.
Was he going to be the starter if
Yeah, he had 7 sacks as a backup last year, so I think they like him. But
But for them to be contract negotiating, they're probably thinking that he's going to be a backup. Well, how old is Everson now? He's like 30, 32 maybe.
he's getting up there. He's let me see the exact age here.
Thought he was in his 30s.
He's definitely in his 30s. I just don't know that he's 32. You're right on it. Right on it.
Yes. So maybe, yeah, I mean, in 1 year, I thought he would at least try to go for like a 2 to 3.
Yeah. 6 million.
We're on basketball talk, though.
We're on, yeah, we are on basketball. Where were we?
Basketball guys now.
We got to go back. Huge basketball guys now. We got Rockets Thunder. 4-5 matchup. I'm thinking,
Got the Rockets.
but Chris Paul though.
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, I hate Chris Paul.
I hate Chris Paul.
Give me the Rockets in six or seven. Six.
Rockets in four. Sweet.
Whoa.
Clean sweep.
Oh. Yeah, I'll go Rockets in six.
Then Lakers Rockets. I got the Lakers just wiping the floor with it. No, I'll go 4-1. I was gonna go sweep actually, but I'm gonna go 4-1 Lakers.
Oh, the Rockets can give them a challenge. I think it'd be
Nah.
4-2 Lakers, though.
Well, I mean, it depends on if James Harden's gonna get 50 free throws a game, then they have a shot, but I don't know if they can rely on that. It
I'm gonna
does
get wild here.
happen often.
I'm taking the Rockets in seven.
You're out of your mind.
I know I am. I know. But I think they're gonna take down the King.
Think they're gonna do it? You think the King's too old?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. We'll see. LeBron's probably gonna win, but I'm just trying to keep it interesting over here. I'm gonna take the Rockets. I hope it goes to seven. That'd be exciting as shit.
Clippers, Nuggets, battle. I like the Nuggets, but I gotta go with the Clippers still. It's gonna be six in six, but I like this Nuggets team.
Clippers all day.
I'm gonna see
Yeah,
the
I'm gonna go
L.
clip. I'll go Clippers in seven.
I think Clippers are the most complete team. You want
Perhaps.
to know why, right?
Why is that?
They got my guy on the bench. Joakim Noah, the hype man himself on the bench.
So are you going Clippers over Rockets in the Western Finals?
Fuck it, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
And then me and Pete got Lakers versus Clippers. I don't know.
I'm sticking with my preseason prediction. I had the Clippers.
But I got to go.
Clippers, Bucks.
I think I'm going to go with the Lakers. So we got Danny with Clippers, Bucks. We got Pete with Clippers, Bucks. And I got Lakers, Bucks. And I'm going to say the Bucks do it. I'm going to say they do it.
I'm going to stick with my preseason.
Game seven. Bucks do it.
I'm going Clippers. You got to ride the hot hand, you know? They got the depth to do it. They got the bench mob.
If you want to ride the hot hand, the Suns haven't lost yet. Seven-game winning streak in the bubble.
But that's the bubble. We're talking about the playoffs here.
No, they're going to get hot.
Aren't they on like the edge? They might not even make it, right? Based on these last couple games?
Yeah, they're probably not. They might be at a play-in game.
Nobody wants the Suns there.
I'm pretty sure Phoenix does.
It'd be entertaining.
I don't know.
Devin Booker's a baller.
Been there. Been to Phoenix. Haven't seen one Devin Booker jersey out there.
Really?
I mean,
I was better get on that.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm sending a tweet right now, so I'm like half paying attention.
Sending a tweet.
Vikings and Seahawks couldn't beat that. That's what I'm retweeting and replying to.
A retweet with a quote.
Yeah, to the 6 million. I can't. You know, I knew it had to be under 10 because that's where their cap space was at, and even that was a little surprising. But it had to be in that range, and it's down at 6.
Think that affects Clowney's deal?
Yeah, it might. I don't know what that guy's gonna get. I don't know how many years. I don't know how many years, how much money. It's got to be in the. We were thinking the 15 to 20 range, but man, 15 could maybe.
They announced they could. Teams could bring in players to try them out. I know the Titans really wanted to get Clowney in the building and see how he looked before they did anything. So I wonder if they're gonna get him in there.
Didn't what's his name going for his physical and fail it?
Yeah, Vic Beasley.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Does he have to
I don't know what's going on with that.
Does the contract just null then?
I don't know what's going on with that guy. To be honest with you, like
he should just opt it out. He'd been better off.
Missing
for 10 days. I gotta look at something here.
Was him missing for 10 days have to deal with him not being able to pass his physical? Like, did he do something over those 10?
He was sitting around eating a bunch of Cheetos, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, they called it binge. He went into
Did he hurt himself? Did he hurt himself? The offseason?
He went to the Cayman Islands and was hanging out with all the ladies. Not a lot of Ronas over there.
What? I don't know what's going on.
So,
is it weight that you like he passed, or is it like how do you fail a physical?
Yeah, we don't know.
And there's a lot of
the Vikings traded for PJ Hall from the Raiders, and he came in and failed his physical, so the trade was off. And there was a concern that he was like really out of shape, so I think I'm assuming that's what it was for PJ Hall.
Is it like fat percentage, like shit like that? Is that what they're, yeah, is I that don't, what they're trying to?
I have no idea what goes into it. It was a lot, though, probably. It could be just anything. You could be hurt. You could be out of shape. I don't know. It could be so many different things.
So the Cowboys gave Everson Griffin 1 year, $6 million, and we knew that the Seahawks were in on Everson Griffin. If you go back to free agency, they signed Bruce Irvin for 1 year, $5.5 million. So $500,000 difference. Everson Griffin, Bruce Irvin. So the Seahawks could have maybe not signed Bruce Irvin, paid that little extra for Everson Griffin. And then that would have been a win, but interesting stuff. Interesting. Yeah, somebody asked on Twitter, where do you think this will put the Clowney price at? That's what we're trying to think here. That's Pete, if the Titans got Clowney, what would your money be on the money that he gets per year? If you just had to say.
I don't know. The Browns offered $18 million.
Apparently.
I don't even know. I don't think John would even offer $18 million. I think it'd be less than that.
What do you think?
I think 15, he's going to sell for less than that. I think 15 he's going to sell million?
For 15. 14,
15? 14 to 17 range, we'll call it. It's a good range.
Sure.
14 to 17?
Sure.
If it's any less than... I don't know. Every week we think this guy's about to sign, and it just still hasn't happened yet, and the season starts, and how many days was it? What was the countdown at? We lost
28 days. 28
days.
I don't know.
Something
like that.
I mean, he probably doesn't have to learn too much. I mean, he just gets in there and tries to hit the quarterback every play, pretty much. Basically, what it comes down to. But yeah, 14 to 17 mil range. Honestly, 17 might be too much at this point. It wouldn't be overpaying him, but I just don't know if I. Yeah, it might be the 14 to 16 range. Interesting stuff.
How many more days till he signs? 28 days left or so, something like that.
I mean, he's got
over
a
under
sign.
Over under 10 more days.
I'm gonna say under. I think he signs in the next 10 days.
This coming week.
Ooh.
I mean, you would have to, right? If he doesn't sign the next 10 days, I'm starting to think he's not playing this year. I'm starting to think nobody signed
him. That's true. I mean, the season's coming up. But, I mean, he said he could wait all the way till season.
I think at this point, it's the teams wanting to make sure there's going to be a season. You know, they don't want to sign this guy. You have to give him the signing bonus right then and there, and then all of a sudden there's no season.
Yes, I mean, it could be all the way.
It could be longer, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we saw one go today, though. That's a sign, maybe, that players are going to start getting signed.
10 days later, and we got, 18 days till the season starts, and you're just going to sign them then? 18 days to kind of get in the defense, get in the playbook, an edge rusher. Yeah, but,
rushers.
I think...
As the season, if Titans got Clowney, like, being a season, he'd probably... It's kind of like... I'm just, like, thinking of when the Bears got Khalil Mack. Like, when he, like, first started off, like, he had, like, a limited role, but, like, all they had him really do is just, like, move on the edge, like, either contain on the edge or rush the passer on the edge. And then once they had him for longer and longer, they gave him more and more responsibilities. I think that's kind of how Clowney would be. And then plus Clowney's just...
I don't think that was necessarily for his... I guess it was... I don't think it was necessarily for his not knowing what to do, but it was more or less...
Get him, not, I mean, just get him
in game shape.
Yeah. Well, I think Clowney, like, too, would be the same thing, though. He's not going to be practicing at all. He probably has to get into game shape.
But a lot of people are going to be struggling with that, though, because there's no preseason. They're rarely going to be doing live.
That's true. But they're like, so, yeah, you know, but they're in training. He might not camp, be far. Least. He's going to be, he'll be off. It depends on when they get him, but like, he'll be kind of like similar, like in that he'll have limited snaps and they won't ask him to do much. But as the season goes on, they're gonna give him so much more.
When they sign him, I think the rest of the team's gonna have to wear name tags so he can learn everyone's names real quick.
You have to play Madden to learn people's names.
That's how you do it. That's the way to go.
That's Josh Johnson. Or what was that? When was that? Two years.
I think so. Yeah, two years ago
for that Washington football team.
Yeah.
$3 million in base salary, $3 million roster bonuses for Everson Griffin. $6 million. I can't believe it's that cheap. I just still can't believe it's that cheap. But that could end up being an absolute steal for the Cowboys. They're the key there for them with that D-line or that front seven in general is staying healthy for sure. But, one last thing before we go. Feels like half of college football is getting canceled. Let's just say, unfortunately, the rest of it gets canceled. The conferences call it. They follow the Big Ten, Pac-12. There is talks about the NFL having games on Fridays and Saturdays as well as Thursdays, Sundays, and Mondays. Would you guys be all for that?
I would be so into that. Sunday binge watching football is one of my favorite American pastimes. So I'd kind of miss that. I mean, I suppose you could still do it, but an entire weekend of NFL would be just amazing. It would be amazing.
I guess you guys like
college football. I have a tough time getting into college football, but you know.
Yeah, I would like it a lot because, I mean, I don't want college football to get canceled, but if it did, I would like this a lot because I think we can actually see more. Like, you can see more snaps because we watch several snaps of every game pretty much, but we can watch more snaps per game, you know, being able to see more games. And I think that'll make breakdowns or recaps content better on the channel. So that would be, I think it'll be a win for the Goat House, really, but having no college football would be tough as well. But yeah, they just imagine it though. Thursday through Monday, really. Or they could drop Thursday because that's kind of too short of a week. I think just going Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, a Friday night game, a Monday night game, then split.
I don't know.
It's the Sunday game, split it in half, Saturday and Sunday.
I don't know. Crazy. The schedule's going to be all messed up.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's going to be tough for the teams for, like, preparing for Friday. Yeah,
it's not going to be fair. It's not going to be fair for some teams like that. Yeah, that have shorter turnarounds than others.
Saturday, I can understand, but, like, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's going to be – well, it would be Thursday then?
Well, I'm saying, yeah, maybe take the Thursday game, move it to Friday, or forget the Friday, just have the Thursday game on Thursday. We're off at the end. No NFL on Friday. Then take the Sunday game, split them in half, put the first half on Saturday, second half on Sunday, and then there's still that normal Monday night game. I'm all for that. It's not really too much change at all.
I don't know if the players would be up to it. Players probably wouldn't like it. Coaches probably wouldn't like
it. Yeah.
Are there like college players that are like opting out saying, you know what, I'm not going to play this year because I want my draft stock to stay up? Juniors last year opting out.
Yeah.
There's players opting out because they're worried about the COVID, or that some of them probably realizing that they don't really need to play. They have a good draft stock already. There's their chance to kind of get out and just prepare for the NFL draft, start training. Some of them already hired agents, those players. So, we've seen it happen. It's pretty crazy. My problem with that is, I think every year we always expect, you know, certain players to be first rounders the next year, and then they play a season. It's a little underwhelming, and then they don't get drafted that high. I mean, there's guys every single year, but I remember a guy like Sean Oakman. Remember Sean Oakman from Baylor, just jacked out of his mind.
I remember that picture of Sean Oakman.
He was pretty good too, and everyone was projecting him the. After another year, he'll be a first or second round pick, and the guy was just ended up being, you know, nothing. That's just like one of thousands of examples too. I mean, there's players.
Well, hold on with that one. Yeah, he was like one of the players that got charged with rape and then went to court and was found not guilty. So very unfair for him.
NFL or was that during college?
This was happening for a while. Like this, I think it was like last year he finally got like charged, like not guilty. Like he should have probably been on a team and like trying to make a team this whole time. Kind of like AJ Johnson of the Broncos was in the same situation. He was a beast at Tennessee and should have got drafted. Then he got accused of rape and then spent years on trial and found not guilty, and the Broncos gave him a chance, and he just made the team, and he's just a starter. He was just a beast last year.
If Alden Smith gets a second chance, Sean Oakman should then too.
Yeah,
he's only 28.
Yeah.
Young kid.
That's a kid.
I can call him kid.
That's a kid.
That's a big kid, but you know.
Big kid.
Somebody sign him. Somebody sign him. Seahawks. They need him.
Bring him to the Bears.
The Bears. I'm starting to realize though the Bears took we talked about that, but the Eddie Goldman, I'm starting to think more and more is a bigger loss. We knew it was a big loss, but I'm starting to like worry about it for their sake a little more and more. I don't know. I feel like Akeem Hicks kind of has to carry that D line a little bit. I mean, Roy Robertson Harris.
Well, Bilal's pretty good too.
Bilal Nichols as well. Yeah.
But Eddie was
the nose tackle. Like, you need
yeah, but
John
he's like one of the best. Eddie Goldman was one of the best run stopping nose tackles I've seen in a long time on the Bears.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to suck for the linebackers. Will have to step up. Akeem Hicks has to step up. But yeah, it's definitely a huge loss for the Bears.
Yep. Unfortunate, but if we get football, we just need football in general. Then we're all good here. And I think we're gonna get, even if it's not college, I think we're gonna get an NFL. Sounds to be, they're apparently impressed with, or they're more than happy with, I guess, the COVID rates in the NFL. They thought the number would be far worse at this point, the percentage of players that have it. So. That's the good news. But I think that's going to wrap up this week's podcast episode. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we got plenty of content on the YouTube channel. Just search The Goat House, YouTube, and Twitter. We got you covered. Can't wait for the NFL season. Hopefully you can join us for all of that. That's going to do it for this one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.